Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger, your host as always. Hello. It is the 15th of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. It's probably going to be a little shorter than that today. So, have you got yourself a new MacBook Pro? Did y'all get a few extra batteries while you're at it, too? You might want to do that. Yeah, we all know the new MacBook Pro is kind of a nice computer, isn't it? Unfortunately, the battery life that Apple's claiming, it falls well short of what they're saying. Now, Apple said we're going to get about 10 hours of use on a single battery charge for the new MacBook Pro. But from what we're hearing, at least on the 13-inch model with the Touch Bar, yeah, you're getting about 5 or 6 hours. Yeah. Now, this is kind of different territory for Apple, it must be said. Usually, when they tell us about battery life, particularly for the MacBooks, they're usually conservative. I mean, yeah, you get about 10 hours. Sometimes we could push that to 10 and a half, maybe 11. But apparently somebody at the testing department, they didn't do it right this time. Hopefully, this can be a software-corrected issue. Hopefully. As we're about to be living in Back to the Future soon. Yes, Nike's self-lacing shoes will be coming out December 1st. Yeah, I know, sooner than we expected. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, not enough time to save up for these things now. So how deep of pockets are you going to have for these things? Well, $720 deep. Holy moly for a pair of shoes. Now, yes, that's considerably less what the ones that auction went for. Those went for $100,000. However, though, for $720, yeah, I'm fine with time owned shoes. Thank you very much. Ah, electric cars. Not only do we get away from having to stop at the damn pump and fill up with that petrol, we also get to enjoy a nice, relaxing, quiet ride. Or so we thought. Yes, it seems the National Highway Traffic Administration have issued a new quiet car safety standard. This new mandate will require all new hybrid and electric vehicles under 10,000 pounds to come equipped with a built-in audible noise. Why, you're asking? Well, that's so people that are walking around and all around you with their dogs or who knows what else can hear you coming. Now, grant you, the sound will only be evident when you're traveling at 19 miles per hour or slower. Any higher speeds, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said, nah, no need for it. Apparently, the wind going through it would be enough to say, hey, yeah, here comes a car. The agency went on to say they hope that these new rules will prevent roughly about 2,400 pedestrian injuries annually once this thing has been implemented. How soon will it be implemented? Well, manufacturers out there, if you do listen to our show, you got a lot of time. Almost 3 years of time. September 2019 is the deadline to comply. And finally, Mars. There's been movies made about it. We've sent rovers there, and hell, we even thought there was water. Apparently, there's not as much water as we thought. Why? Well, because science communities out there say, hey, you know what? I think Mars is actually drier than we thought it was. Researchers from Scotland University have revealed that the planet, yes, is pretty damn dry. Other than looking at the planet for what it is, how did they come to this conclusion? Well, apparently, the researchers measured a chemical weathering rate on Mars for the first time. This process actually relies heavily on moisture in the atmosphere. Basically, it's a test to see how fast things rust. What'd they find out? Well, it can take up to 10,000 times as long for things to rust on Mars than they would here on Earth. Conclusion? Not a whole hell of a lot of water. Now, unfortunately, it's not been a great year for Mars. Other findings we've heard recently saying that if there is water on Mars, it'd be too damn salty to drink in the first place. Really? Too salty? I wasn't really thinking salt. I was thinking more like, dirt. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, you know that place already. Get your butt on over there, check out all the podcasts, and get subscribed to our blog there as well, and get subscribed to the shows, too. You can like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Hell, follow me, too, on Twitter as well, if you want, at Kyle Swagger. But the thing you really, 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 really need to do is hang out with our community over at our Slack room. You can find that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your hump day installment, getting caught up with the best technology news is gonna happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, I'm pretty damn thirsty. Let's go drink some dirt. Oh, and as always, thank you very much for listening.